Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Linux has long been at the heart of open source innovation, and the upcoming release of Linux 6.19 is set to elevate the ecosystem once again. This fresh kernel update features major enhancements to the Nuvo graphics driver, including better support for larger memory pages and compression. These advances mean more effective memory management for demanding apps like 3D games, creative tools, and heavy analytics software. Intel's Xe graphics driver is also nearing completion, with key improvements that make it a robust competitor for both performance and compatibility. While graphics continue to advance, AI-powered developer tools have been making headlines, some developers embracing them as workflow game changers, others wary of relying too heavily on automation. The skills gap between seasoned developers and newcomers is unearthed as these tools proliferate, highlighting the balance needed between leveraging smart assistants and gaining core coding expertise. Mozilla is keeping pace by launching an AI window mode in Firefox, letting users opt into an AI-assisted browsing experience. The focus here is on user control and choice, respecting privacy in the age of expanding automation. Thunderbird 145 from Mozilla also brings significant updates, adding Microsoft Exchange support and introducing DNS over HTTPS, which bolsters protection for sensitive communications. On the security front, the SUSE security team revealed a privilege escalation vulnerability in the KDE LightDM greeter, formerly tracked as CVE-20256-2876. Though classified as low risk, the potential for exploitation reinforces the need for timely updates. EROFS, the enhanced read-only file system developed by Huawei, remains a focal point for developers working on reliable solutions for mobile and container environments. Its integration into the Linux kernel has been pivotal, especially in use cases demanding file system integrity. Ethical questions around AI surfaced again when Google's automated tool flagged a security bug in the FFmpeg project, which is run by volunteers. The incident triggered a debate about over-reliance on automated bug reports and the responsibility of big tech companies towards open-source maintainers. In gaming, Netflix continues to expand its ambitions, having begun streaming party games over television to create more social gaming opportunities. Gaming's next frontier may well be shared living rooms rather than isolated screens. Another eye-catcher in tech innovation is XPeng's flying car division, where production trials for futuristic personal aircraft have begun. The demonstration marks progress in urban aviation, hinting at the possible reality of flying cars within our lifetimes. While technology marches on, medicine too is witnessing steps forward, with a recent study highlighting a connection between lupus and the Epstein-Barr virus. If validated, this could pave the way for an EBV-targeting vaccine, offering hope for millions affected by autoimmune disorders. Turning to economics, the National Bureau of Economic Research has issued a sobering forecast for the UK. They predict Brexit will shrink British GDP by up to 8% by next year. Such long-standing ramifications highlight how major political decisions can shape entire economies for decades. On the environment, the warnings are just as stark, with global temperatures predicted to climb 2.6 degrees Celsius by 2100 unless emission targets are drastically improved. Current climate pledges fall short, and record fossil fuel emissions are straining the atmosphere as natural carbon sinks continue to shrink. These findings underscore the pressing need for decisive climate action and international collaboration before critical thresholds are crossed. Amid these daunting global issues, community-driven initiatives continue to inspire. Fedora recently highlighted a successful open-source collaboration at Kirinyaga University in Kenya, where students are learning and contributing to real projects. Their enthusiasm helps grow a stronger open-source ecosystem by nurturing engagement and shared knowledge. The Linux system itself is seeing steady improvements, with new features like memory sealing being explored in the GNU/C library. This could provide better security and reliability, particularly for applications needing to lock down sensitive data in memory. Fedora is also considering a shift in its default console setup, and work is underway to move legacy AMD GCN 1.0 GPUs over to the more modern AMD GPU Linux driver. This change should enhance both performance and features for users of older AMD hardware, keeping community-loved devices relevant for longer. In the market space, Apple's new iPhone Pocket accessory has split opinions. The blend of innovation and practicality leaves some scratching their heads, while others call it clever design. In response to industry feedback demanding longer stability for enterprise deployments, Canonical announced extended support for Ubuntu LTS releases, stretching to 15 years of updates. This move brings extra assurance to organizations building on open source infrastructure for the long haul. On the professional networking front, LinkedIn has integrated an AI-powered search capability, aiming to make it easier for users to form relevant connections at scale. In the fintech world, Robinhood's introduction of a cash delivery service has raised questions about its relevance as society moves further away from cash. Critics worry about the security implications, as well as whether users will flock to such traditional options in a digital-first world. Over in finance, famed investor Michael Burry, best known for forecasting the 2008 crisis, has announced the closure of his hedge fund. The move comes as stock valuations appear increasingly disconnected from financial fundamentals, raising concerns about potential corrections ahead. Cybersecurity remains a moving target, with new threats emerging as technology gets smarter. Recent findings suggest that Chinese state-sponsored attackers used Anthropic's AI to automate hacking attempts, intensifying the risk landscape. The growing sophistication of such attacks underscores the importance of continuous security vigilance and the need for robust defensive tools. Meanwhile, in several U.S. states, lawmakers have sparked controversy by pushing for VPN bans tied to age verification laws. Advocates for online privacy worry such measures could block legitimate security and educational access, as well as stifle internet freedom and innovation. The complexity of digital privacy regulations makes it vital for policymakers to consider technical realities and everyday user needs. In the world of online identity and communication, encrypted email provider Proton has suggested a controversial proposal to recycle long-abandoned email addresses. This move aims to free up resources, but it raises dilemmas about privacy, identity theft, and data security. Likewise, GitHub experienced a series of service outages in October, which brought the challenge of dependency management to the forefront for millions of developers. These incidents have led platform engineers to re-evaluate best practices around uptime, redundancy, and package dependency monitoring. Over on the Linux hardware side, the community is feeling the impact of Hans de Goede's decision to leave for Qualcomm. His departure is expected to leave a significant gap in x86-64 hardware support, as his deep expertise will be tough to replace quickly. This serves as a reminder of how much open source progress can depend on key individuals and the need to mentor fresh contributors for a sustainable future. Looking at the wider lens, it's clear these intersecting stories, technological breakthroughs, health discoveries, economic trends, and environmental data all showcase our need for adaptability and cooperation. The challenges ahead are complex and global, but so too is the potential for innovative responses and collaborative progress. Whether you're following the latest kernel patch notes, investing in future-proof solutions, or engaging in climate advocacy, you're part of a world that's simultaneously connected and unpredictable. By staying open to change and supporting open source values, we can make sure technological progress benefits as many people as possible. That's it for today's Open Source News Elements update. I hope you found these insights thought-provoking and relevant to your work and interests. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and check out element.fm for more content. Thanks for listening.